it's a lovely day today. So whatever you've got to do, you've got a lovely day to do it in, and that's true.
Sunshine and 62.
Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Oh, we are getting in full swing this summer with lots of fun things going on in the communities around Lorain County. And we head to Wellington for the first Friday that's coming up. Jenny Arntz, Main Street Wellington, joining us. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know Bigfoot has left town, and it's time for another fun adventure in Wellington to visit. Talk about your berry sweet community theme you've got for this first Friday.
Sure. So it's summertime, and everyone loves berries, and we do have a pretty berry sweet community down here in Wellington. So we were lucky to have our mayor, Hans Schneider, and his wife, Wendy Underwood, sponsor this first Friday, which is July 1st. So from 4 to 7, we are highlighting berries. And folks who want to participate, stop at our tent. That'll be in the square. They'll get a little berry basket. And as they go around to stores that are participating and pick up stickers or candy or different things, once they go to at least 5 of those locations, they can come back and get a free berry hand pie made by Gammies, and also to enter a really awesome prize. So, and some of our businesses are doing additional things, like Gammies is giving out chocolate-covered strawberries. Farm and Home Hardware is doing a jelly jar game, and then you have an additional chance to win a $25 gift card there. The Platinum Petal will be giving out snacks. So we have, we're still following up on a few. We have probably up to 10 different businesses that are participating, and the participant or the people will get the information on where to go when they stop at the tent to get their berry basket. Sounds very confusing, but we will help folks. And we do this just to get folks out having some fun. You can participate completely for free, but if you spend $5 or more, you get additional tickets towards the raffle prize.
It's not confusing at all. It's very simple. You come to the tent, you pick up your basket, and then you travel around the town. And all of this is in walking distance. I mean, you're walking, basically,
oh,
right?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, absolutely. Certainly. We do have one location that's a little further out. It's called Always Wanted. It's a little south of town. So I'll be dropping off their little items early. So if people want to start there and do a little shopping, probably 3-ish, and then come up. But it's all doable. Every place is walkable except Always Wanted, but it's easy enough to pop down there before 4 o'clock.
Yeah. This, of course, is the 4th of July weekend too in Wellington, yes. A very, very beautiful red, white, and blue city. I'm sure it's decked out,
yeah.
And everybody's ready, excited for that too. Right?
We certainly are. We are very ecstatic to have the Patriots Symphonic Band be back. We traditionally had always had the band sponsored by Mike Thunderman with Edward Jones. They would play from 7 to 8:30. This is July 3rd, so the night before the holiday. They'll be playing back in Town Square. It's been a couple years since the COVID, so we are extra excited about that. So it's a free performance. Bring a chair or a blanket and enjoy the music. And then if actually 6 o'clock starts the free ice cream, and that's sponsored by Village Market, Apples, and Smith Dairy. So come on out for a free evening entertainment. And then at dusk that night, since the weather's going to be good, yay, we will have the fireworks going off at dusk. So approximately 9:30, and that's all on July 3rd. And then July 4th, we have a bunch of events, and I can't go through all of them on the phone with you, but I definitely direct people to our website, mainstreetwellington.org, to get that whole schedule of events.
I can throw out, so there's a petting farm that you're going to set up there as well.
That's cool. Yeah.
and there's a car show going on.
Yes, yes. And the petting farm will have up to, well, roughly 14 different animals. And that goes on from 10 until 3, and then they'll be in the parade, hopefully. And the car show also from 10 to 3, and that's located at Farm and Home Hardware. So, and to throw out a couple of sponsors, I forgot to mention our fireworks were sponsored by L&K Construction and Harrison Ford, which is celebrating their 50th year anniversary. And we had some more help from the VFW, NN, and LMRE. Those again are July 3rd. There's a lot of confusion. Winter fireworks, July 3rd. And then the 4th, again, we have a ton of really great sponsors. Our premier sponsors are the Valley Chevrolet and Chevy Network and Fraternal Order of Eagle. We've got contests, Little Miss Firecracker, and we added Little Uncle Sam. We've got character visits, so princesses. And I have Star Wars characters. We've got a frog jumping contest, a balloon artist, pet parade. The Eagles will be doing hot dog eating. We've got live music throughout the day. And at the end, a tug of war contest. So lots to do. Most everything is 10 till 6:30. Most everything is free. We'll have some vendors there doing little games and outreach and food, obviously. We've got several different food booths. So it's going to be a big day. Thankfully, it looks like the weather's going to be nice. So that will be wonderful.
Speaking of food, have you done a hot dog eating contest previously?
Well, the Eagles, they have their food booth and their beer tent at Farm and Home Hardware, and that's kind of in conjunction with the car show. They have done the hot dog eating contest before, so I believe they will win, I think, $25 plus, you know, as many free hot dogs as you can eat in a couple minutes. So.
That's great. Just, I don't recommend eating the hot dogs and then participating in the tug of war contest. You might
your
idea behind all that. But there are so many activities going on. And of course, a lot of these that we've mentioned were for Monday, July 4th. But of course, July 3rd, talk about the ice cream social as well as the fireworks going on. And of course, it all starts on Friday with your first Friday event where people can come down. You're excited for this weekend. I can tell, right?
Definitely, definitely. I'm extra excited because the weather should be good. So that's always a big worry when you have outdoor festivals. As many Main Streets, you know, can attest to, it's the biggest thing that you have zero control over. So you just have to roll with it.
Right. Well, people can come down. There's always inside the stores, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You just go inside the stores if you have any different weathers or if it gets too hot or whatever.
Right,
like that, so.
Right. Well, actually, I know there's going to be a couple stores that are even open on July 4th. One is in the square, Cherish Creations, and then Always Wanted is planning on being open July 4th to give folks a little extra time to go through stores and shop and get a little cool air conditioning at the same time.
Sounds good. Hey, Jenny, if people want to find out more about this, everything we've talked about, where's a good place to get the list of things happening here?
Sure. MainStreetWellington.org. And we have also, I forgot to mention, 3 o'clock, the parade. Schlatter Insurance has sponsored the parade. We've got, at least 50 different groups. Close to 50 different groups, a lot of cars, antique cars, a few politicians here or there. We've got school groups. And I just found out yesterday that a couple of our Chamber of Commerce members are going to agree to be the parade marshals. So we wanted to give them a big thank you and clap for them. The Chamber of Commerce has run the July 4th events for, I'm thinking, 2 to 3 decades. So so we really want to thank them.
Yeah, well, it's great to get the fireworks going, and people can do a lot of different things this whole coming weekend, beginning on Friday, and lots of things taking place in the great town, the Berry Sweet Community of Wellington, as it's titled for this coming up First Friday event. Jenny, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing all the fun with us today.
Thank you so much, and thanks again to Gary Gibbs and the Visitors Bureau for giving us the opportunity.
That's great. It is Main Street Beat with Jenny Arntz from Main Street Wellington joining us this morning.
Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Convention and Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.